Costa Rica is a small but promising destination for U.S. beef and pork exports, but it's been difficult to ship chilled meat to this market because of unusual technical requirements. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Technical Services Manager Cheyenne McIndaffer explains recent changes that are good news for the U.S. meat industry.
From a high-level view, we have full access to Costa Rica. We can ship all pork products, we can ship all beef products, but we have had a lingering technical requirement that does impact our exports down there, and that was a requirement Costa Rica had that chilled product, either beef or pork, could not land in the country 9 days past its packing date. So if you consider how long it takes to get from a plant in the Midwest, say, to a cold storage on the coast, get export certification, get loaded on the container, get loaded onto the carrier, and then transit time down to Central America. It just wasn't feasible for us to send chilled that way. So being able to remove this requirement through communications with the U.S. Embassy in Costa Rica, as well as the foreign government, will open up that option and we'll hopefully be able to send some more chilled product to meet the tourism demands.
Gains were also made in Costa Rica regarding frozen beef and pork.
The requirement for frozen was that the frozen beef and pork had to land in Costa Rica within 6 months of packing date. This is a case where we probably would land most frozen product within that time frame, but it could go up to a year, and that's perfectly fine from a quality and safety standpoint. So again, this will probably increase not only the volumes of frozen, but maybe bring on more interested exporters that don't have to deal with this onerous requirement.
Through the first three quarters of the year, U.S. beef exports to Costa Rica totaled $10.5 million, while U.S. pork exports were $9.2 million. For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.